started in our second district semifinal tonight. Let's take it through the starting lineups for the Standish Sterling Panthers. They will start Braden Sullivan. They'll start Brett Bartlett, Chase Raymond, Cole Prout, and Truman King. For Ogemaw Heights, they'll start Cooper Klan, Hudson Hodgins, Lucas Kudamash, Mason Tuzina, and Quinn Kudamash. Cole Prout, Mason Tuzina ready to get this one started. Control goes to the Panthers as Brayton Sullivan will go right side. That's Truman King. Truman King bounce pass up top to Cole Prout. Prout wanted to go inside, now does to Chase Raymond. Chase Raymond outside. Pump fake is Sullivan. Sullivan in the lane. Right-hand layup. It is short. Rebound to Hudson Hodgins. And here come the Falcons with their first possession of the game. Hodgins with the basketball up top. Goes left side to Quinn Kudamash. And they dribble it up top. Just underway here in our district semifinal. Mason Tuzina now comes to grab the basketball up top, guarded by Cole Prout. Hand off to Hodgins. Hodgins step back, tries to go over Prout, but no shot there. Good defense, Prout. Quinn Kudamash, left corner, Cooper Klan, no good. He drives inside, shoots it up, nothing there, and rebound comes down to Cole Prout. Sullivan goes left side, Truman King. Truman King right into the lane. Right hand goes up, off the glass, and good, and we have our first bucket of the game.
Yeah, it was good patience for Ogemaw on the offensive side of the ball, trying to find a shot. Shot just didn't go in, but Standish in transition able to get the quick bucket before Ogemaw can get set.
Lucas Kudamash, left corner to Cooper Klan. No good for three. Rebound tipped up and won by Brett Bartlett. Sullivan will now bring it up the court. Go left side, Chase Raymond. Raymond down inside to Cole Prout. Cole Prout inside is fouled by Quinn Kudamash.
I think that's going to be the game right there. Either Prout trying to get into Raymond or Raymond trying to get into Prout. See if that opportunity is there for Standish early. If it's not, try and collect the double team and kick it out for a three.
And how about a three here from Truman King? Knock it down.
That was just a good set there on the inbounds pass. Truman King swinging around the top of the key to the left wing, and he was left wide open. Ogemaw didn't even see him.
Inside, Tuzina got it with the foul. Cole Prout going to pick up the foul underneath as Tuzina makes an easy one.
That's the strength that Tuzina has. I've been waiting to see that for so long, but great job there. Great finish to earn the old-fashioned three-point play as he misses the front end, and Raymond gets the rebound.
Raymond will just jog it up the court. Goes right side to Sullivan. Braden Sullivan with the basketball left side now. That's Bartlett. Bartlett down inside. Raymond with it underneath, goes straight up and scores as Hodgins didn't want to pick up the foul. 7-2, Standish Sterling over top of Ogemaw Heights. Quinn Kudamash right into the lane. He gets stopped, tries to go up and under, kick out to Klan, back up top, Lucas Kudamash. He'll drive inside, go up right hand, over Prout, no good, rebound pulled down by Chase Raymond. Sullivan throws it way over the head of Brett Bartlett. That'll be a turnover.
That's an uncharacteristic turnover, too, in transition. I understand trying to get the ball out quick and potentially extend this lead early and bury Ogemaw, but that's a pass you're going to have to swallow, and at this point, just move on and play strong on D.
No pressure coming on defense here by Standish. They are not going to run a press. Hodgins, who's yet to get a ball up at the rim, to Quinn Kudamash now for three, delayed too long, and four white jerseys are there to get the rebound, and Cole Prout comes down with it. Hand off to Sullivan, 5:30 to play in our first quarter. 7-2, Standish Sterling. Up top, Sullivan, pump fake three, drive inside, goes up on Kudamash, who's going to pick up his second foul, and that'll send Sullivan to the line to shoot two.
I mean, it's a great idea there from Sullivan. They'll create contact there in the lane for Kudamash. I don't really think there is much you can do. You're kind of stuck in the lane, either go for the block or try and get out of the way. It's a very tough foul to take.
First free throw by Sullivan, no good. This game brought to you in part by Culligan Water of West Branch, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Skidway Pharmacy, the DeBolt Agency of West Branch, Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, and the Tawas Pharmacy.
The scoreboard has that listed as Quartermash's second foul for, which would be Quinn.
Hudson Hodgins drives in, got the shot up in the air, a blocking foul coming on Truman King.
That's a specialty that Hudson Hodgins has that we've seen over the last 2 years. I mean, he's only a junior this year, and I feel like he's a super senior. He's a fifth-year guy, but, you know, if things aren't working on the offensive side here as Hudson hits the first of the two, if things aren't working on the offensive side, things are going a little stale, he'll try and drive and create contact and see if he can get that in-one shot. That's something that you're looking for in a senior leader, and it's great that Ogumaw's getting that from a junior.
Knocks them both down. Ryland McDaniels checks in for Quinn Kudamash. Sullivan will bring it across. Panthers lead 7-4, 5:14 to play in the first. Truman King, spin move in the lane, right hand off glass, and no good. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan, who goes back up, and that one goes. Smallest guy in the court gets a bucket. 9-4, 5 minutes to play here in the first. Token pressure here by the Panthers. Hodgins brings it across. Tuzanol set a screen to his left. Hodgins works off it, shoots the three, knock it down, probably from a good 3 or 4 feet beyond the arc. Makes it 9-7, Standish with the lead. Can't let him get going.
No, you definitely can't, especially an open look like that around the screen. You got to fight through it quicker.
Prout with the basketball up top, working against Tuzanaw. Prout, he's a threat down low. Outside of the three-point arc, not a huge threat. Here's Sullivan, step back three, no good. Rebound Hodgins. And a chance to tie or take the lead for the Falcons. Hodgins drives inside, goes off the glass, but they're going to say a foul coming before the shot.
It's another one of those drives where Hodgins looks to create contact, and he tried getting past, but it was a good job from Standish to at least obstruct, get in the way. That'd be a foul. That'd be the first foul on Sullivan here tonight.
Ball goes up top to Lucas Kudamash off the inbound. Kudamash drives, goes now right side to Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels wants to go inside, Tuzanaw, nothing there. They swing it back around up top to Cooper Klan, who will reset. They go right side, McDaniels. McDaniels drives inside, stopped, back up top to Klan, nothing there. Bound inside, Tuzanaw! They're going to give a foul to Cole Prout as Tuzanaw spun into the lane. I'm a fan of a no-call there in the bucket for Tuzanaw, but they'll give the blocking foul to Cole Prout before the shot, and that's two fouls in about 10 seconds for Cole Prout.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one for Standish. He's going to have to keep it clean, especially finishing out this quarter. He can't get deep. Here is Hudson Hodgins gets an open three in the corner, but misses. Klan gets the rebound, and they're going to call a foul, but the ref on the baseline calls a jump ball. And it looks like possession is sticking with Ogumaw. They're gonna inbound it underneath their own hoop.
100% the correct call and jump ball. That was a great job by that official to not see the awkward landing as a foul. As Cole Pratt will check out. And they brought in Addison Vallad for him, so they're going to go a little smaller. Right side Klan now out to Hudson Hodgins in the corner. Back up top to Klan, left side Lucas Kudamash down inside, taken away by Vallad, but he has to go back to Kudamash, and Ogumaw Heights goes right side, Hodgins, pump fake, shot for three, knock it down!
That's his shot! That's definitely his shot, the pump fake, get you off your feet, and he's able to do the quick dribble off to the side, that dribble to the right, it's such a fluid motion in his three-point shot. You cannot let him get that opportunity.
Truman King up top for three. Knock it down. Might be saying that a lot today. Truman King with 8 early points. That matches Hudson Hodgins' 8 points. It's Standish 12, Ogumaw 10. Kudamash with it. Hand off Hodgins. See if we get a little one-on-one battle going here. Hodgins says, get out of my way. We're going to get a screen from Tuzanaw. He'll drive to that corner. Back up top to Klan. Cooper Klan for three. That one long. Rebound fought for and won by Lucas Kudamash after Tuzanaw tipped it out. Kudamash drives inside and gets a bucket. Tied at 12. 2:20 to play in the first. Sullivan inside to Raymond. Raymond around Tuzanaw up and good.
Great job of Raymond, feeling the pressure on his back, and he knows he's going to turn to his left and get that right shot open. And great opportunity here as Klan goes to the corner and drives the baseline for two with a quick bucket. We're tied 14 all.
2 minutes to play here in our first quarter. Both teams, a lot of offensive production inside to Truman King. Bounce pass picked off by Kudamash looking for Addison Vallad. Kudamash drives to the lane, goes right at Raymond, goes around him and up and scores. 16-14, Ogumaw Heights Braden Sullivan, pull up three, a little short. Rebound by McDaniels up to Hodgins. Hodgins, now a little pressure coming from Standish. They get the ball out of Hodgins' hands. Kudamash, pull up three. That one way too long. Rebound pulled down by Raymond. Raymond quickly up the floor. Bounce pass Vlad. Vlad at the rim. We're tied again.
That's where Standish is going to excel. It's off of the rebound and moving in transition. Great job there from Sullivan and Vlad making themselves open down court to get the quick bucket.
To the free throw line where it's Riley McDaniels. Now Lucas Kudamash has it up top. Final minute of our first quarter. Tuzina hands off to Hodgins, misses the layup, and rebound down to Truman King. Up to Raymond. Raymond in the lane. Pass inside Bartlett for an easy bucket. Good pass by Raymond. Now Panthers by two, 18-16. 45 seconds to play in the first. Back and forth we go. High paced. And bounce pass to McDaniels, outside claim, back inside McDaniels, up and can't quite finish, but got the foul.
You know, for that, I'm looking at Klan. I thought he was definitely going to take that corner pocket three. That's his spot right there that he always seems to take. But good job of realizing Standish reacted well. He found that open guy in the low block and able to earn some free throws for his teammate.
McDaniels takes a deep breath. Two dribbles, first free throw is up, and it is good. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Alpena and Oscoda, Willage Equipment of West Branch, My Michigan Health, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. McDaniels goes 2-for-2 at the line, and we're tied again at 18. Sullivan turns it over to Klan as we got the half-court trap there. Left side, Hodgins. Hodgins underneath the bucket. Got him with the foul. What a bad foul by Braden Sullivan. No
terrible.
Need for that.
Absolutely terrible foul. I mean, Hudson Hodgins had a teammate down low. I'm not sure if that was Klan or not down low in the lane for a passing opportunity, but especially off a turnover in transition, trying to get back on defense. But at that point, once he's already at the low block and you're a step or two behind him, you're beaten. Just let him get the bucket and recover from that turnover. Instead, you give Hudson Hodgins, their star, an opportunity to three-point play, and he converts that free throw. And it looks like he's going to take a seat, too, after he took a little swat in the mouth, and he'll take a seat for the remaining 24 seconds.
An 11-point first quarter for Hudson Hodgins. It's 21-18. Truman King has it right side. The Falcons have the lead over the Panthers. Standish Sterling drives inside with Vlad. He pulls it back out. Now he looks to go inside to Raymond, but nothing there. Left side, Sullivan. Sullivan into the lane. Goes up strong, and a good, strong finish by Braden Sullivan through the contact, and it's 21-20. Pull up for Lucas Kudamash for three. Knock it down at the buzzer. So at the end of our first quarter, it's Ogama Heights 24 and Standish 20 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Panthers start with the basketball trailing by four as Ogama Heights 24-20 over top of Standish early on. Pass inside, Sullivan wasn't quite ready for it, and so there's a turnover. This game brought to you in part by Mercantile Bank of West Branch, H&R Block of West Branch, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Miller Feet of Prescott, and Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling. Turnover's a little bit higher than I think each of these teams would want right now.
Very much so, yeah. I got Standish here sitting at four, just getting their fourth one a couple seconds ago.
Good bounce pass inside by Hodgins. Tuzina able to finish. As Hodgins got two defenders up in the air and able to bounce it down to Tuzina. It's Ogama Heights 26, Standish 20. Vlad underneath the basket. Kick out Sullivan. Now to Trace Raymond. Raymond up into the lane. Finger roll is good.
Hodgins trying for a charge in the lane, but good athletic ability from Raymond to avoid him off the dribble here as Standish forces a turnover. And that looks like Ballard with a quick two off the turnover. Here is they're going to continue coming out with a full court press.
Looks like full court man to man, and it is working. And we're going to get a foul on Ballard as he's going to pick up the block.
I think Standish trying to turn the tide a little bit. It's only a 2-point game, but it feels like it's definitely leaning Oscoda's side. Is even like you said, after that foul from Ballard. Cooper Klan will be shooting a 1-1 here.
Free throw is no good. Rebound to Chase Raymond. That's big. There's the whole second quarter. Every foul will send Ogama Heights to the line. That is big. Chase Raymond now has it left side to Brett Bartlett. Bartlett with the basketball up top. Right side, Truman King. King picks up his dribble. Hand off Chase Raymond. Stan just looks a bit out of sorts here. Right side to Vlad. Vlad gets a screen. Bounce pass inside to Bartlett, who's running out of bounds. Able to get it to Sullivan, who goes up with the shot. No good. And he'll go to the line to shoot two with a chance to tie.
Yeah, Standish got bailed out by a foul right there. Like you said, the offense is only about two people moving at a time, and that was it. And they had three different passes where it wasn't really to somebody. It was just to get rid of the ball before they went out of bounds. And that definitely easily could have been a turnover there as Sullivan misses the first free throw, but he'll get a second. But there's an opportunity for Ogama to get two or three turnovers right there out of that possession. Instead, Standish earns a trip to the line.
Sullivan's second free throw is good. He'll check out. He's got 5 points on the night, and our high-scoring game continues. It's Ogama Heights 26, Standish 25.
I had those as the first free throw attempt Standish has at this point in the game. Ogama sitting at 5 of 6 from the line.
Tuzanaw with the basketball up top. Hand off Hodgins. They tried to hand it off. Now they do get it inside to Hodgins. Hop step, left hand, good. 13 points already for Hudson Hodgins. And it's Ogama Heights by 3. 28-25. Vlad for 3. Rims off. Rebound to Hodgins. Well on his way if he keeps it up for a double-double tonight. Hodgins pull up 3. Way off left. And rebound comes out to Chase Raymond. Raymond up court to King, who wasn't ready, and it goes out of bounds. That is not what you see out of Standish Sterling. They are usually so clean on the break.
No, I think that's the second turnover that Raymond has had alone in transition. He's able to get the rebound. They're trying to push, and I understand you're able to beat some teams left and right. You might be able to, but against Ogama, you're not, because they're going to be able to get back on D and get set and force those over-the-head passes.
Hodgins drives inside, right hand, and a charge on Hudson Hodgins. Wow.
That's a tough one to take, but that's a play. If you're Ogama's head coach, you're not going to tell him to slow down. That's something that you want him to do to create pressure on the inside of the paint, but that's a tough call to take.
Bartlett drives inside and cuts the lead to 1. Brett Bartlett gets the score to 28-27. Quinn Kudemash, spin move in the lane. Right-hand floater, no good. Rebound, Chase Raymond. And the pace continues. Raymond, left side, Bartlett. Bartlett, right hand for the lead. Got it. And it's 29-28, Standish.
Nice soft touch there on the finish from Bartlett. He saw contact coming. It looked like Ogama was trying to set up for a charge themselves, but great job of just jump stop and nice touch on that ball. Here's Vlad, gets a steal, and he's able to get the quick bucket.
Ogama Heights may want a timeout. Yes, they do. Standish by 3 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish Sterling with the basketball out of the timeout. Bartlett driving inside, has the ball poked away by Ogama Heights. It'll stay here. Standish 31, Ogama Heights 28, 4:24 to play right now in our second quarter. And Standish wants a timeout. Now we'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Daniel Septic Service of Sterling, Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Knuckle Oil of Standish, and the Tremble Agency of Standish. Standish with the basketball. Addison Vallad, step back mid-range jumper, too short. Rebound comes down to Hodgins. Hudson Hodgins through the lane, loses it to Tuzanov, back up top to Quinn Kudemash. Standish leads by 3, 31-28. As they had a nice little run there before both teams ended up taking timeouts. Kudemash with the basketball up top. Lucas Kudemash has a little trouble with it. Swings it across to Quinn Kudemash. Quinn down inside to Tuzanaw. Tuzanaw up strong and got it over Raymond.
Yeah, Cole Prout still sitting on the sidelines. We'll see when he enters the second half. But Prout with a handful. Here is Ogama forced a turnover. That's Lucas Kudemash forcing a turnover in the paint, and they're going to call a jump ball. And the arrow is sticking with Ogemaw.
And so that'll stay as another Standish turnover. I mean, this has been more turnovers than I usually see from Standish in a game. As Kudamash brings it across, Falcons trailing by one, 31-30. We're still at 3.5 to go here in our first half. Hudson Hodgins, who's been really good, gets a screen, drives inside, hop step, mid-range jumper, just too good.
he shot that with King in his lap. There was absolutely zero space through that whole shot. There was zero space, and he was able to create space for himself and get the ball up.
Down inside, Chase Raymond got behind the defense, up and good. And we have another lead change, 33-32. Drive inside, Quinn Kudamash loses the basketball. Ball is tipped away. Comes down, Kudamash. Kudamash right hand, and they have the lead.
Unbelievable. This is the game we're looking for. It's going to be a battle. We'll see if they can sustain it, especially after halftime. Like you said, we only have 2:40 left in this half, and it's been a shootout.
Chase Raymond loses the basketball. Hodgins comes away with it. Goes right side. Gonna launch the three. Right wing, too strong. Rebound down to Bartlett. He'll bring it across the line. Right side, Matt Yaley. Up top, Bartlett for three. No good. Rebound down to Lucas Kudamash. 2:15 to play in the second. Ogemaw Heights 34. Standish 33. Right side, Hodgins. About 2 feet beyond the arc. Inside, Tuzanov. Right hand, good.
That was a nice off-balance shot there from Tuzanov. He was kind of floating towards the baseline. Almost got cut off by the backboard, but able to stay strong up top and get the shot over Raymond.
Ogemaw Heights 36, Standish 33. Truman King, step back mid-range jumper. Got the friendly roll. Might have even gotten bumped on the leg. That could have been an and one. But either way, cuts the lead to one. Standish, Ogemaw 36, Standish 35, 1:36 to play in our second quarter. Hodgins drives right side, and just nobody there to guard it. Hodgins too quick, scores again, and it's 38-35 Ogemaw Heights. Hodgins continues his hot first half. Truman King up top, left side, Bartlett. Bartlett pump fake three, will hand it off to Ballad. He pump fakes, drives inside, loses the basketball. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. He'll shoot two.
I mean, the three wasn't there for Ballad, but good job of ducking his head down and fighting through the contact. With Ogemaw, you're playing good D. If you're the Ogemaw Falcons, you're feeling confident about your defense. You're able to create turnovers. It's just Standish is just doing a good job of creating contact here as Ballad misses the first free throw. But really, Standish at this point just trying to attack and catch up, force Ogemaw to catch up in terms of fouls. As Standish had an early jump in the foul lead. There's Ballad, hits the second. But now I think it's looking at 5 fouls for Standish and 7 for Ogemaw. Or the other way around, sorry. 7 for Standish, 5 for Ogemaw. Thank you.
Final minute of our second quarter. Ogemaw by 2, 38-36. Tuzanot down low. Back out, picked off by Ballad. Ballad will bring it up. He'll go in the lane to Raymond. Raymond ties the game. Nice left side layup. We're tied at 38. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Ogemaw is slowing it down a bit. Let's see if they hold for one shot. Last shot of our first half. Hand off Lucas Kudamash. Kudamash to Klan. Trouble with the basketball. Out of bounds off Bartlett. Klan kind of lifted his head before he had it there.
Yep. I mean, and that's a good idea there for Ogemaw to try and hold for the last shot. This just been a shootout. You want to try and hold for the lead, but Standish playing really, really strong defense to try and force that turnover there.
Hudson Hodgins basketball up top, 20 seconds to play, and now everybody just calms down and is going to let Hudson Hodgins do his thing. 12 seconds. Hodgins has it about the volleyball line on the right side. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Double team comes. Hodgins in the lane. Fadeaway jumper. Good! What a shot by Hodgins! And that'll end our first quarter. Ogemaw Heights 40, Standish 38 on WKJC, your power station for sports. to 38. Ogemaw Heights over top of Standish Sterling. Leading scorer of the first half was, surprise, surprise, Hudson Hodgins, as he put up 19. And then for Standish, Chase Raymond and Truman King each got into double digits. Each had 10. So, I mean, it was high scoring, 40-38. We're on pace for up in the 70s for this game. But a really, really strong performance by both offenses, especially Ogemaw Heights, who came in the underdog.
Yeah, for sure. This is it's been a very fast-paced game. A lot of made shots and really a lot of quick triggers, I feel like, for Ogemaw, trying to get that quick shot before Standish can get set. But, I mean, we were talking before pregame even started, and you told me I was going to come back and work with you, and I got a little excited. I was like, all right, it's cool. But then I found out it was going to be this matchup, and I got pumped. And here in the first half, I mean, here we're starting the second, but this game has definitely come to fruition for us. It's definitely been a battle.
It's living up to the hype, no doubt about it. Standish starts with the basketball. Dump inside Chase Raymond, and he can't finish. Rebound to Lucas Kudamush. Bounce pass to Hodgins. Hodgins drives inside, kick outside. Quinton Kudamush for three, a little bit long. Rebound comes down to Truman King. Braden Sullivan left side to Truman King. He launches a deep three, barely hits front rim. Rebound to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins right side, crosses over, cross court pass to Klan. Klan back up top, Kudamush left corner, Lucas Kudamush. And now up top to Cooper Klan and Quinn Kudamush again. Dump inside, Tuzanaw, no one back there, blocked by Proud. Blocked again by King, and this time rebounded by Sullivan. Sullivan into the lane. Right hand. Tie game.
Yeah, great job of clamping down on Tuzanaw. He was open right there on the right block, and they got him. But great job of clamping down and clashing there on Tuzanaw to create two different blocks. There as Klan drives the baseline. It looks like they're going to call an offensive foul.
Just out of bounds. Yep.
There we go. So there would be a turnover.
Could have been an offensive foul. That would have worked too.
Yep.
We're tied at 40 after a great stretch there by Standish. Two block shots and a bucket. Cole Prout drives inside. He's back in the game. And Hudson Hodgins is going to get a steal. Lucas Kudamush with the basketball. Driving inside. Right hand off the glass. No good. And knocked out of bounds by Cooper Klan.
Okay, good. Good for confirming that for me. I thought that went off the hands of Prout. Great job there of staying down low, but they're going to say it went off of Ogemaw. Standish with the ball, taking it over the timeline.
Right side now, that is Truman King. Truman King, pull-up mid-range jumper off to the right. Rebound to Braden Sullivan, though. Down inside to Raymond, knocked away by Hodgins, and it'll stay with the Standish Sterling Panthers.
As much of a stud that Hodgins is on offense, he has been tenacious on defense, sticking his arm really where a lot of people don't think it belongs, but he's been able to create havoc on defense. There's Raymond, gets the short jumper in the lane. He gets the two.
Standish by two, 42-40. Another lead change. Right side, Hudson Hodgins. Works slowly, moves back up to the top of the key, clears out the offense. Standish by two, 42-40. 6 minutes to play in the third in this district semifinal. Winner will get Clare on Friday. Quinn Kudamush, cross-court pass to Lucas Kudamush. Back up top to Klan. Klan right side, Kudamush, wide open three, knock it down.
Great patience there from Ogemaw's offense, trying to find that open shot. It wasn't there, and it was just a lot of swinging around. They were trying to get into Tuzanaw, but he was blocked, and just swinging it around until Kudamush can get an open shot in the wing.
Bartlett will be fouled on the drive, and nobody in brown likes that call.
Yeah, it looked like Bartlett just lost his feet, might have tripped over himself. A lot of contact there from Kudamash, going to give him the foul. That'll be his third of the game.
Truman King wide open for three, no good. Rebound down to Raymond, who tries to save it out of bounds and threw it right to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins into the lane, off a defender, shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Chase Raymond. Raymond to Bartlett up court, underneath the basket, what a reverse and good.
That's how you beat a step player like Hodgins right there. He knew he was on his back. If he went up the right there, the left side of the bucket, that would have been blocked straight to the wall. But great job in understanding that he's on his back. Try and go under the hoop. Here is Raymond, creates a turnover, knocks it to the backcourt. But Hodgins is able to rip the ball away from Bartlett and retain possession.
It's Standish 44, Ogema 43. Lucas Kudamash drives baseline. Out to Quinn Kudamash for three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Cole Prout. Right side, Sullivan. Sullivan drives in. Right hand at the bucket. Brayden Sullivan continues to have a very strong game driving. Standish by three, 46-43. Quinn Kudamash outside to Klan, to Hodgins. Hodgins a pump fake on the three, and instead will slow it down and go back up to Klan. Klan, right side, Quinn Kudamash inside to Tuzanaw. Tuzanaw clears space, out to Hudson Hodgins, pump fake, wide open for three, no. Rebound to Lucas Kudamash, though. He'll dribble, go inside, and dribble it back out to Quinn Kudamash. Back to Lucas, wide open in the corner for three, no good. Rebound, Cole Prout. Up to Brayden Sullivan, now Raymond, finger roll, no good. Rebound, Cooper Klan, and the pace keeps it up. No numbers, and so Ogema Heights will slow it down. Cross-court pass, Quinn Kudamash. And now up top to Hodgins. Ogema Heights trails by three, a little over halfway through our third quarter. Right side, Lucas Kudamash. Cross-court, Quinn Kudamash. Pump fake the three, and he'll go back across to Hodgins. Hodgins for three in the tie. A little bit short. Rebound comes down to Bartlett. Bartlett to Raymond. Raymond drives inside and scores. Fist pump by Coach Coyne. Timeout, Ogema. We'll take one with them. Standish by five on WKJC, your power station for sports.
I have fortitude.
Hey! Brad Allen and Andy Beebe here with you. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas, the Walker Insurance Agency of West Branch and Augray, West Branch Veterinary Services, State Farm agent Christy Newbecker in Rose City, Arby's of Standish, West Branch and Linwood, the Wiltie Insurance Agency of Standish, and Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch. Right side, Hudson Hodgins, as Standish opens up their biggest lead of the game of five. Right side, Lucas Kudamash. Pump fake, drive inside, kick out Hudson Hodgins. Left side, Quinn Kudamash. He'll drive back out to Hodgins now. And Ogema will slow it down. 2:45 to play in our third quarter. Left side, Lucas Kudamash. And he'll dribble it right back where Hodgins was standing. Slow it down again. Now right side, Quinn Kudamash. He'll dribble it up top. Extended defense here by Standish. They're going to make Ogema Heights beat him inside. And Brett Bartlett got too handsy and is going to pick up a foul.
Yeah, that was smart there from Standish. If Ogema is going to slow it down, at least apply some pressure to their guards up top and try and force something. But Bartlett right there with a careless foul.
Lucas Kudamash tries to get it down inside. It's knocked away and out of bounds. This game brought to you in part by Rose City Ace Hardware, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, Pointer Hill Saddlery of West Branch, and D&M Supply of Omer. Right side, Ryland McDaniels. Down inside, Quinn Kudamash. Back to McDaniels. Drive inside. Hop step. Right hand. Off glass. Good.
Great move there to jump around Prout, and you know, he saw that Prout was in the ready position, but that quick little jump step into the lane allowed him for the open shot.
Cole Prout, basketball up top. It's 48-45 Standish. Brayden Sullivan strong to the hole and doesn't get the friendly roll. Tip is no good. Valad gets the rebound, no good. Rebound Sullivan, no good. Another rebound Sullivan, and now he's fouled. What a job by the point guard, Brayden Sullivan.
Sullivan, one of the smallest guys here on the court tonight, but he very fast. That's probably the third or fourth baseline we've seen him drive, and he get around Cooper Kupp in a flash there as he misses his first free throw. But with even being the smallest guy on the court, he currently is sitting with five rebounds.
He's been just an absolute dog down low today. Sullivan, couple of dribbles. Second free throw is good. He missed the first. That was his first. I thought he already shot the first.
I thought he did, too. Oh, it might have been a lane violation.
Had to have been a lane violation. He misses that one, so if he did, ball no lie. And it's 49-45. Hudson Hodgins will dribble it up. Standish with that four-point lead. Now they've extended their defense. Right side, Quinn Kudamash for three. Knock it down.
Standish trying to settle into a zone right there. And Kudamash, good job of sitting in that right wing pocket, waiting for the zone to collapse. And He was chilling with a wide open three. There is Kudamash. Great job there sticking out his foot. That's Quinn Kudamash there, who actually just followed up with a three, but able to kick the ball out of bounds, and Standish will reset.
Standish up by 1 minute and a half to play in the third. 49-48. Driving is Truman King. Right hand, no good. Rebound pulled down and finished by Chase Raymond. He's got 16 points. Standish by three, 51-48. Right side, Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins throws it away. Picked off by Raymond. Quickly up court. Braden Solomon, what a pass, and he scores.
Those are the points off turnovers you expect to see from Standish right there. Great job of Chase Raymond. Not throwing it way over. Not throwing it two heads over. Able to find his teammate down the court.
Standish by five, 53-48, and ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Ogama Heights. Hudson Hodgins scoreless in the third quarter. Standish doing a great job right now.
Yeah, they definitely are. Chase Raymond there with that steal. He's currently sitting at 9 points. You mentioned he's got 9 rebounds. You mentioned he's got 16 points. He's one board away from a double-double.
Left side. Cole Proud gets a hand on it, gets the steal. Vlad to Proud. Proud lays it up and in. That is what you expect out of Standish Sterling off a turnover. Just a flawlessly ran fast break, and they're up by 7. Hodgins double-teamed, able to sneak it away and go left side. Lucas Kudamash back up top to Klan. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Ogama Heights needs a bucket. Hand off to Lucas Kudamash. 15 seconds in the quarter. Back to Klan. Klan Kudamash. Got to get the ball in the hands of Hodgins. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Klan inside, outside. Lucas Kudamash for three. Way short. Rebound. Tuzanoha. Got it with the foul.
You're not able to hit threes on the outside. Go for the old-fashioned three-point play. Great job there in getting the rebound there from Tuzanoha. I might be a little wrong on my book, but I think it's the first or second rebound he's had all game. Chase Raymond has been dominating the paint, but good job there collecting the rebound and getting the quick putback.
Tuzanoha's free throw is good. 1.2 seconds remaining in the quarter. Sullivan to King, King to Vlad, and they don't get the shot off in time. So at the end of three, it's Standish 55 and Ogama Heights 51 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Ogama Heights starting with the basketball, trailing by 4 here in the fourth quarter. 55-51 Standish. Currently on our sister station. I'll get to that in a second. Klan outside to Hodgins. Back inside Tuzanoha. Tuzanoha has it knocked out of his hands, and that was clearly, in my mind, off of Tuzanoha. But
I thought it went off of Tuzanoha's knee right there, but I guess they're going to say it was off the foul through. I'm not sure. That was King who knocked it out of his hands.
Right side, Lucas Kudamash. Down inside, Quinn Kudamash. Out top to Klan. Klan to Hodgins in the corner, and he decides not to shoot the three. And a dangerous pass up top to Kudamash. Makes it there. Now to Hodgins. Inside. Off the glass. Got it to go. And Hudson Hodgins, who is held scoreless in the third quarter, is the first one to score in the fourth. He's got 21, and it's a two-point game, 55-53. Prout inside to Raymond. Raymond, drop step, right hand, no good. Gets his own rebound, no good. Rebound to Cooper Klan. Klan dribbles it across. He'll drive inside, and he double dribbled. And so it'll go back to Standish Sterling. At the half on our sister station, it's Tawas 33, St. Helen Charlton Heston 22.
If I'm Cooper Klan, especially on offense when the ball is moving around, I would be a little bit more ready a step or two closer to the three-point line. There are numerous times he would catch the ball with nobody on him. But he is about three steps away, and he's afraid to take the shot. There is Sullivan drives in and gets him a quick two off the rebound as well.
Adding to his rebound totals, making sure he gets another one on there. 57-53 now, Standish over the top of Ogama Heights. And inside Tuzanoha. Tuzanoha pump fake, left hand, no good. Tip up by Hodgins, no good. Pratt with the rebound. Quickly up court to Raymond. Raymond inside. Double teamed by Kudamash and knocked out of bounds.
Good recovery defense there from Lucas Kudamash coming in from behind on Raymond as Stannis trying to get another quick bucket in transition, but Kudamash able to come back in and snipe that ball from behind.
The lateral inbound has it knocked out of bounds by Cooper Klan. This game brought to you in part by Smith & Associates, CPA of Standish, Law Office of Dwayne Hadley in Standish, Hodgins Asphalt Paving of West Branch in the fall in of Road City. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. 57-53 Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish will inbound, leading by four, 6:11 to play here in the fourth quarter. They go to Raymond. Raymond works on Lucas Kudamash. Left hand underneath the basket. No good. And a rebound to Lucas Kudamash. Missed opportunity there. Right side, Cooper Klan. Klan will dribble and now go back up top to Lucas Kudamash. Left side, Quinn Kudamash. Ogama Heights, their offense has slowed down mightily. And that favors Standish, who can... doesn't have to play at the breakneck pace. Hudson Hodgins right side. He's got to look to score. Goes to Tuzna. Tuzna, good pump fake. Up blocked from behind by King. And it goes out of bounds. What a play.
Yeah, great move there from Tuzna, but you got to know that defender's on your back at that point. It's not so much going up for a shot, but extending your arm out in front of you to at least reach for the backboard, get that shot off.
Right side, Tuzna now to Kudamash, back to the corner, and Hodgins, good defense, let him not shoot it. Now Tuzna right into the teeth of Truman King, goes up and scores.
Yeah, Hudson Hodgins, the last few possessions, has been hanging out in the corner, and Standish doing a great job of shutting him down. He's not going to get anything done there.
Truman King open up top for three, too long. Rebound comes down to Sullivan. Sullivan inside Raymond, who goes up and scores. 59-55, Standish back up by four. 5 minutes to play. Hodgins right side to Klan. Klan for three. Knock it down.
Klan, like I said earlier, he's got to be a little bit more comfortable shooting that three. If they're going to give it open there in the right wing, take it every single time. And he's a three-point shooter. He just doesn't feel comfortable quite yet. That right there might help him out.
Standish with the basketball, leading by one. Sullivan has it in the corner, drives baseline, gets a screen from Prout. Now he'll take it to the free throw line and go outside to Bartlett. Bartlett inside Prout, behind the defense, who goes up, he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, great spot there. I mean, I know Hudson Hodgins is a stud, but here is he's getting talked to by the ref real quick, but... It doesn't matter if he's on Cole Prout. That's still a mismatch, especially with his size. If you can get that ball deep, that's an easy collection there for Prout as he misses the first free throw.
This game brought to you in part by Fernelia Chevrolet of Rose City, Dan Mealswell, Drilling of Sterling, Bartlett Farms of Sterling, Relevant Electronics of Standish, and Rose City RV in Rose City. Second free throw good by Prout. That's only 3 points on the day for Prout as he sat most of the first half with two fouls. So that makes it 60-58 Standish. Cross-court pass. Prout takes it away to the rim on Klan, and Klan does a good job of letting him score as Prout gets the bucket.
Ogama's been doing that, those kind of passes all game long. It's only a matter of time before that's going to continually burn them. You're not going to be able to throw three quarters of the way across the court on this defense.
62-58 inside Tuzna, falling away, almost got it to go, and he'll make his way to the line to shoot two. Under 4 minutes to play now.
See, I like the aggressiveness of trying to play through Tuzna at this point. Standish has been doing pretty well, especially shutting down Hodgins in the outside. And so at this point, you got to think of a different game plan. Here is Tuzna hits the first free throw. But it seems like every possession, he's at least hushed the ball once. And I think it kind of gets him into a rhythm and potentially this offense into a rhythm as well.
He makes one out of two. He's got to keep making free throws because they keep putting him at the line. So now it's a three-point game. Ogama cuts it to one possession. But Sullivan drives right inside, misses. Raymond with another offensive rebound and scores it. That's been a big problem. Offensive rebounds, tons of second-chance points tonight for the Panthers. They lead 5-5, 64-59. Kudamash has it up top. Now to Klan. They've got to get... Hodgins out of that corner. He can't do anything from there.
Nope, every possession it seems like he's sitting in the corner, but Prout's keeping an eye on him, and it doesn't matter where he's going to go. If he's going to stay in that corner, he's going to be locked down.
Timeout, Ogama Heights. We'll take one with them. Standish by 5 on WKJC, your power station for sport. Standish by 5, 64-59, and while they come out of this timeout, and Hudson Hodgins walking his way towards the corner, Ogama Heights has got to get him in more space.
Yeah, I don't understand why he is in the corner. I mean, you're having Cooper Klein and Quinn Kudemash run the point at this point and trying to split up the zone, but even with the zone, Cole Prout isn't even touching the block as long as Hudson Hodgins is sitting in the corner there as they give him the ball and he gets smothered by two players.
Right side, Quinn Kudemash. He'll drive, go out top to Klein, taken away, Sullivan with the steal, drive inside, got the bucket. And it's 66-59, largest lead of the game, Hodgins with it, got up and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two, but there you go, you give him the ball on a spot to create, and he goes and he puts himself at the line.
Yeah, I gotta love Crate. I mean, we were talking during the break, we expected him to, do something different in that first possession out of the timeout, but it's the same. The same kind of offense that they've been running for a good majority of this half here as he misses an uncharacteristic miss on the first free throw there for Hodgins, but that's tough here as the refs are gonna talk a little bit. But that's disappointing there for that offense of trying to create something through other players. You know Hodgins is your star guy. You know that he's the guy that you run this offense through. There's no reason for him to not have the ball as much as he has in these last two possessions.
I mean, he had 19 points in the first half. He has 3 in the second half. He makes the second free throw to cut it to 66-60 with 2.5 to play. Standish now can be in no rush. Left side, Bartlett. Lob inside to Prout. Prout clears some space, goes up, and he missed the bunny, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
I'm wondering if they're going to give that to Hodgins. That could be his second. Nope, that's going to be Lucas Kudemash, excuse me. That'll be his fourth of the game, but we got 2:30 left. I'm sure the coach will keep him in. Here's Prout attempts the first, and he hits.
It's amazing the difference in having him on the floor, their ability to get rebounds and their ability to play defense.
My apologies. Lucas Kudemash will take a seat, but I'm sure it'll be a pretty short one here as we have 2:26 left in this game, and Cole Prout hits the second.
Standish by 8, their largest lead of the game, 68-60, 2:22 to play. Cross court to Klein. Klein down to McDaniels, inside Tuzanaw. Fight for the basketball off of Tuzanaw. Standish ball. Timeout. Standish will take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish by 8, 68-60, and with the basketball, with 2:13 to play in our fourth quarter. We'll see how slow Standish wants to take this, because Ogama Heights obviously is the pressure, but plenty of fouls to give here for the Falcons. Right side, Raymond drives inside, going to go up, and rebound tipped out to Sullivan. Ogama Heights just cannot get a defensive rebound in this half. Prout inside. He kick out, and Hodgins going to get a steal. And quite the foul happening in the middle as he got kind of popped up in the air, and then somebody else caught him with the body. So just a simple foul. Nothing there dangerous. I mean, it was a dangerous play, but no intentional foul there as Ogama Heights will now have the basketball. Truman King picks up the foul. And up top to Klein. They've moved Hudson Hodgins into a different spot in the zone now. And it's now McDaniels to Klein. Klein to Hodgins. Hodgins pump fake now for 3. Knock it down. It's amazing how that works.
That right there, that's why he controls this offense. I mean, there was nothing there that Raymond could do. He tried getting around the screen from Tuzanaw and got a hand in his face, but he was still able to hit it. There is King, misses a mid-range jumper, and That looks like Quinn Kudemash with the rebound.
Sullivan steals it away from Cooper Klan. And if you're Standish, why are you shooting so quickly? Take your time. They got to get across the timeline. They do. Sullivan with it. Lob inside Raymond. Raymond will be fouled because, well, Ogema has to. We're under a minute to play.
No, like you said, at that point, I mean, the game's approaching a minute. I'm waiting until they foul me because, you know, right now they're sitting with five. They still got two more to go before they go to the charity stripe. But it looks like we have a timeout with Ogema.
We'll take one with them. 68-63 Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish will inbound the basketball. Give to Sullivan. Sullivan underneath will pull it out. And they've got a foul. Now they do. They foul Truman King. And Coach Weiler was begging him to foul Braden Sullivan. They wanted number three at the line. Truman King is a knockdown shooter, but they're trying to get as many fouls as possible. That was their last foul to give. So now they will send everybody to the line, and there's the foul on Prout, sending Prout to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, for me, Prout's the one I want to send to the line. He spent a lot of time in the first half sitting down on the bench. Hasn't really made as much of an impact here until late in the game. He's the one I want to throw to the line. We'll see if it pays off here for Ogema.
He's got to make the first to get the second. Currently Standish by five. First free throw is good. Prout has knocked down now four free throws in this quarter alone. Couple of dribbles, sets his shoulders, second free throw, that one's good too. And it's Standish by 7, 70-63. Hodgins screened by Kudemash, big pull up for Hodgins, and way too long. Rebound comes down to Bartlett, he is fouled, and that will send Bartlett to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Well, I stand corrected. I'm proud as he knocks both of those free throws down. But Bartlett there with a strong rebound. Two's not going for the ball. But even if he didn't get the ball, it's a good idea with a quick foul and try and be aggressive with it. But Hodgins trying everything he can on offense. You know, it doesn't matter if he's three strides away from the three-point line. He's going to attempt it. Here's Bartlett gets the first of his two, or first of the 1-1, earns the second.
Ogemite's got no chance if Standish keeps knocking down free throws.
Nope.
They need misses. Second free throw. That one is off. Rebound Hodgins. I doubt he'll give it up. He does to Quinn Kudemash. Kudemash for three. They need it. Knock it down. Timeout Ogema Heights. It's Standish by five with 35 remaining on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish by five, 35 and a half seconds remaining. Bartlett will inbound, and he will pass it, and a foul coming. That'll send Truman King to the line. This will be the last 1-1. The rest of the way, Standish will shoot two free throws, but Truman King's got to go to the line with his team up by five. And so that will be a foul on number 22, Quinn Kudemash. Truman King misses the first. Ogema Heights could get it and make something happen here with 33 seconds left. And he missed it. Rebound Hodgins. Jogs up the court right into the lane. Left hand. It's a one possession game. 3-point game. And ball ripped away from Raymond. And they're going to call a foul. And they thought they got it clean. It looked clean from here. But we are way far away, and Raymond's back was turned too.
Yep. Yeah, the ref was right there. I mean, he was facing the baseline where the referee was. Raymond was facing the baseline, excuse me. So the ref had a really good view of it. And I know the Ogema bench, we reacted the same way they did. But again, Raymond with his back to him, it's kind of tough to tell. Here is Raymond gets the first free throw. But that was definitely a wonderful opportunity there for Ogema, just squandered.
Makes them both. Hodgins will inbound. 73-68, 20 seconds remaining. They probably are going to want to get a quick bucket. McDaniels for three. Knock it down! Quickly up court, and that's going to be a turnover by Standish. They threw it out in front of Prout,
and a turnover. 7 seconds remaining. Timeout Standish. They lead by two. We'll wrap it up after this on WKJC, your power station for sport. Ogemaw Heights with a chance here. It seemed bleak, but then Standish makes an absolutely careless turnover. And so Ogemaw Heights will have to go the full length of the court. 2-3, 3 to take the lead. 7.2 remaining. Standish will play full court defense.
We'll see who ends up covering Hodgins once they get over the timeline. They're going to try and inbound it quick to him, as he's going to go towards the middle.
They go quickly down court, and a foul here! It's going to go on Cole Prout. That'll be not sending anybody to the line. It's just a foul on Prout. That'll, with 6.3 seconds, that's only the sixth team foul.
But, I mean, you knock off a second, and now you allow Ogemaw Heights to inbound it near the timeline instead of going full court.
To Klan. Klan back to Kudamash, tipped away, and full court heave, no good! Hudson Hodgins doesn't even get a touch, and Standish Sterling wins the game, 73-71.